Matthew chapter 9, verse 27. The Bible says, "And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightway charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country." Can you say amen? Amen? Amen to the Lord's word. You may be seated. I want to preach tonight on yea, Lord, or yes, Lord. That's what these two blind men said. Basically, yes, Lord. There's a song been written about it. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I'll trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart, I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Can you say yes, Lord, tonight? He said, do you believe that I'm able to do this? And they said, yes, Lord. I believe that every answer is found in these two words. Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Do you believe that I'm able to do it? He said, according to your faith be it unto you. I'm going to ask us tonight, how far would our faith get us? How much will our faith get us? How much will our faith do for us? They're blind, and he said, according to your faith be it unto you. And the Bible says that straightway their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightway charged them. Their eyes were opened. He touched them and said, according to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. They had enough faith to receive from God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yea, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let's pray. Lord, as we're here in this service tonight, I thank you for the privilege to be in your house. I pray that you'll help every one of us as individuals when we leave here to say yes, Lord, to everything that you have for us, every call that you have for us, every purpose, every test. God, I pray that our answer will be yes, Lord, yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. They was following Jesus, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. The Son of David was that they was recognizing his kingship. They was recognizing his authority. They was recognizing the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of David, the King of Israel. David sat on the throne. God told the children of Israel and told David, all of your sons will be kings over Israel. Your sons, your lineage, I'll let them rule over Israel. Rehoboam, Solomon's son, David's grandson, in a time of very foolish counsel and bad time in Israel, 10 tribes was taken from David's lineage. But God said, I'm going to leave two. I'm going to leave Judah. And Benjamin are going to stay with David, because I promised him and I told him that I would always let his sons rule over my people.
So when these blind men come crying out, "Thou son of David," they're really saying, "King, you're the king." Even though the Jewish people didn't have a king at that time, they was under Roman rule, very harsh rule of the Romans. And, but when they came, they cried and they said, "Son of David, have mercy on us." They was recognizing his kingship, his lineage, who he was. He was the son of David. "You're my king." They said, "Have mercy on us." I want you to know, amen, they were seeking for healing. Only God could open up the blinded eyes. David couldn't open up blinded eyes. That reminds me of when Naaman sent down there to the king of in Israel and said, "There's a little maid right here. She says that y'all can heal this captain of the leprosy." The king rent his clothes. He thought, "I can't heal nobody of leprosy." But the maid was talking about Elisha. Elisha sent down there and said, "Send him to me. A king can't heal. We can't heal. We have no power in our own self to heal. I've seen God heal people. I believe that God can heal anything. I believe that the Lord, amen, was sent for the whole man, spirit, soul, and body." Amen. He's the healer even tonight of any sickness and any disease. And according to his word, he said, "Anoint with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And if they have committed sins, it shall be forgiven them." I'm so thankful, amen, that he's still the healer. They said, "Lord, thou son of David, have mercy on us." They were seeking God for healing. They wasn't seeking God for, handout a meal something tangible as far as something that would pass away that a lot of times we need, things that we need and we go ask people for, maybe for help with a certain thing or help in a certain way, but that's just it's so temporal. It only lasts for a little while and it's limited help. But I'm telling you tonight, amen, when you get your eyes open, and the blinded eyes open, that's a great miracle. Praise God. That's more than any organization or individual or church or people can give you. That has to come from the power of supernatural God. Amen. It's supernatural. They were seeking him for something supernatural. Amen. They wasn't settling for the little. They wasn't settling for the least. That's why they was together as beggars. They'd sat by the road begging. They was together and begging for help and alms and saying, "Help me, I need some help." They was blind. Can you imagine as they're seeking for Jesus? The Bible said, amen, they followed him and crying, "Amen, thou son of David, have mercy on us." And when he was come to the house, can you imagine? He was in the house, thump, thump, thump. Well, what in the world's going on? They're, banging up against the wall trying to find the door. They're blind. What do you think they're doing? They were seeking for the Lord. They were seeking for healing. Amen. And I believe that we need to get back to the place. I'm preaching on yes, Lord. I believe we need to get back to the place where we seek God, where we cry out to God, "Lord, help me. Amen. Have mercy upon me. Thou son of David, have mercy upon me." When he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him. They were seeking the Lord. Are you seeking the Lord tonight? Are you seeking for something in your life? Are you seeking for a touch of God in your life? How bad do you want it, one song says. And the answer says, "I want everything God's got for me." Hallelujah. I believe that the Lord will help us. I believe the Lord will have his way. Amen. If we'll say, "Yay, Lord." They came seeking for the Lord. It's time that we get back to 2 Chronicles 7:14 in our land that says, "If my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and," what? "Seek my face." He didn't say seek my hand. He didn't say seek my power. He said seek my face. Amen. Seek a communion with God. Seek a relationship with God. Hallelujah. They were seeking the Lord. The Bible says, amen, "Ask and you shall receive." Seek and what? you shall find. They come looking for the Lord. Amen. He was coming to the house. They were seeking for him. They were seeking for healing. They were seeking for a touch of God. Amen. God help us to be like that. Amen. That widow woman that came to the unjust judge. And she would not give up. She just kept on coming back. Help us to be like the early church when Peter was in jail. Amen. And keep on praying. The Bible said prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Hallelujah. Herod had already killed James. He reached further and took Peter also and put him in prison and was going to kill him. Amen. Going to take his life. But they was a praying church. Thank God. Amen. For a praying church. Thank God. Amen. For praying people. Thank God for people. Amen. That'll seek the Lord. Think about this blind man. These blind men. They followed the Lord. They cried after him. Hallelujah. They came to him in the house. They didn't easily give up. I think that sometimes we give up too easy on our prayer request. I think sometimes we give up way too soon on what we desire from the Lord, what we need from God. Hallelujah. There's nothing that God can't do. And I'm preaching on yea, Lord. Amen. But I'm preaching right now for a little while about seeking God. Hallelujah. They sought after that healing. They cried after that healing. I believe we ought to be like Hannah that cried out to the Lord. Amen. And Eli thought she was drunk. How long's it been? You've been so full of God that people thought you was drunk. That ain't the only time that people was accused of being drunk with the power of God. Hallelujah. I remember people getting drunk around here in the Holy Ghost. You might not believe it, but I remember people getting drunk in the Holy Ghost. I've seen people get so touched of the Holy Ghost they couldn't speak English. They couldn't even talk English. Amen. Just the Holy Ghost was talking to them nonstop, just constantly going through them. They couldn't even speak English. Hallelujah. I say, Lord, do it again. Do it around here. Hallelujah. Can we just reach up to the Lord right now and say, Lord, amen, make somebody so drunk around here before too long. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's, tonight's just fine with me. Amen. God, just say, Lord, make me drunk in the Holy Ghost. Would you do that, Lord? Make me drunk in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, make me drunk in the Holy Ghost. God, I pray, Lord, that you would let that happen, Lord. In this place, Lord, let us get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Hannah prayed so much that Eli thought she was drunk. They come out of the upper room. Amen. They thought they was drunk. Peter stood up and said, they're not drunk like you think they are. Amen. Hallelujah. He didn't say they wasn't drunk. He said, they're not drunk and like you suppose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He could not deny that they was drunk. They was just drunk on a different wine than the world had ever seen. And every devil in hell was trembling. And I dare say, old Paz, amen, if we could get drunk on the Holy Ghost, if every individual would get drunk on the Holy Ghost, every devil in East Texas would tremble. You believe that? I said every devil in East Texas would tremble. Amen. If we get drunk in the Holy Ghost. The power of God. Amen. The power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But Hannah prayed until they thought she was drunk. Seeking God. Thought she was drunk. Hallelujah. These blind men came. Y'all get this tonight, don't you? Blind man. Anybody? Brother David, he said he's the one supposed to be going blind. He asked if anybody blind here a while ago. Can somebody demonstrate blind for me? No, now sit down, Tim. It's all right. You're too far back there. I'm in a hurry. Brother Mike, you're blind. Go find that door over there. To your right. Look at him. I mean, stumbling over people. You know, excuse me, you know, trying to get to that door. Finally got to, there it is. You know, banging in. Excuse, where's Jesus? Hallelujah. They were seeking God. They didn't care what people thought. They didn't care what people, what you know, what the the opinion was, the status quo, I know that if I can get in there to him, he will heal me. He will heal me. I'm preaching on yes, Lord, tonight. Thank God. Amen. If it's your desire to get drunk in the Holy Ghost, amen, just go like blind men for the door. Hallelujah. I've never been drunk in the Holy Ghost, somebody said. Go like a blind man would for the door. Just bang and just trip and just go until you get there. Hallelujah. Thank God. He said, amen, they was crying after him. The Bible says, amen, hallelujah, in Acts 17, when Paul was on Mars Hill, hallelujah, praise God. Amen. He said that this God of this unknown God, I'm going to declare him unto you. He said it's in him that we move and breathe and have our being. And he said he's not very far from any one of us if we would just feel after him. Paul was standing there preaching to heathen people that knew nothing of God and had all types of other gods. They had all types of other things they've tried. Are you here tonight and you've tried a lot of different things? Have you ever tried Jesus? I'm not talking about, you know, half-heartedly. I'm talking about full-fledged serving God. Amen. Living for God, serving God. He's not far from any one of us. Saying, yes, Lord. That's what they said. He said, do you believe I'm able to do this? Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. He's not far from any one of us. If haply we might feel after him. Amen. We've got to seek God in prayer. Seek God in fasting. Seek God in worship. Seek God in our lifestyle. Seek after God and you'll find him. The Bible said, he said, seek for me and you'll find me when you seek for me with your whole heart. If you reach out for God, there's not one person that'll reach out for God. Be disappointed. Bible said, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. You reach out to God, and he'll reach out to you. Amen. I'm preaching on yes, Lord. He said, do you believe that I'm able to do this? I want to ask you tonight, do you believe God's able to do that for you? People have said in 2016, I felt like the Spirit of the Lord dealt with me, that people in this church have made commitments and said, God, I'm going to get closer to you in 2016. I'm going to get more of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to get filled with the Holy Ghost. Do you believe that God's able? You believe God's able to fill you with the gifts of the Spirit? Hallelujah. You know, something was brought to my mind the other day. Now, I'm not saying that the Lord has given me this gift of the Spirit, but I got to praying because sometimes I'm slow on the draw, like I don't catch on real quick. I got to pray and said, Lord, the Bible says that there's a gift of the discernment of spirits. There is that gift there. And, so I was just like, Lord, you can help me. I got to praying that the Lord would help me because I felt like I needed it. And I'm not saying that the Lord's given it to me, but I got to praying and we had to go somewhere and there was this individual that we was going to meet. And for all I knew, for all I could tell, everything as far as everything was just going just fine. And we got out of that vehicle. We got out, me and Sister Bethany got out, met that man. I just felt so bad in my heart. I just felt so negative and everything was just, it just wasn't right. And I got back in the vehicle and I said, Sister Bethany, I said, the Lord, if ever the Lord was telling me that person ain't right, God's a telling me that something is not right. I don't know if they're in need. I don't know what's going on, but I don't feel. And the more I got to praying about it, I felt like they wasn't right. Well, some time goes on, and sure enough, we got to finding some things out that they wasn't serving God, living God. They wasn't living for God at all, wasn't serving God. They was putting on a front. And, it wasn't nothing big, like no preacher or nothing. It was just an individual that was a friend of ours. And I was praying. I got back to praying, you know, and stuff, busy and all that. I got to praying, and I was going back, you know, getting back in the groove. Hallelujah. You can get in the groove, you know. Just don't get stuck in the groove. Hallelujah. And I said, Lord, give me the gifts of discernment. Lord, I was praying about different things I pray about for a long time. And the Lord showed me that he had answered my prayer at least that one time. Amen. And showed me before we ever knew anything. Praise God. And I thank God. Hallelujah. You believe God can give you the gifts of the Spirit? Amen. There's nothing the world can do. Amen. To a saint of God that's full of the power of God. Hallelujah. You're able to, amen, to conquer the devil. Amen. You're able to tear down old strongholds, the Bible said, the weapons of our warfare. They are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. God's able to help us as saints of God. And I felt like the Lord said, amen, that people in this church had made goals to get closer to God. And some may have said, I want the Lord to fill me with gifts of the Spirit this year. I want to ask you tonight, do you believe that He's able to do this? That's what He said. Believe that I'm able to do this. And they just simply said, yes, Lord. And that's what I'm preaching on tonight. Yes, Lord. I believe You're able to answer my prayer. Yes, Lord. I believe You're able to fill me full of the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. I believe You're able to heal my body. Yes, Lord. I believe You're able to meet every need that I have. Yes, Lord. I believe You're able to save my lost loved ones. Yes, Lord. I believe. Praise God. Somebody wrote a song, said, Lord, I believe. Hallelujah. Praise God. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. Amen. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. When Jesus was standing there and the rich young ruler came to Him, amen, the rich young ruler came and left, and Jesus watched him go, and He said, how hardly, amen, shall a rich man enter into the kingdom of heaven? He said it's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. The disciples said, who then can be saved? And Jesus said, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. You mean to believe, amen, that God can put a camel through an eye of a needle? Yes, all things are possible. I'll tell you what, amen, God can save anybody. God can save anyone. Amen. Like the old game we used to play, rich man, beggar man, poor man, thief, doctor, lawyer, and Indian chief. God can save them all. Hallelujah. He said, with men it's impossible. You know what He was saying? With man nobody can be saved. With man nobody can be washed. With man nobody can be forgiven. But not with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. I'm talking about yes, Lord. If somebody could just say, yay, Lord. Here come these blind men in there. Hallelujah. Jesus says to them, y'all believe I'm able to do this? Do you believe that I'm able to do this? Yes, Lord. Can somebody say, yes, Lord? Keep on saying it. I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to say, yes, Lord. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? Do you believe I'm able to save your loved ones? Do you believe I'm able to answer your prayers? Do you believe I'm able to fill you with the Holy Ghost? Do you believe I'm able to fill you with the gifts of the Spirit? Do you believe I'm able to give you faith? Do you believe I'm able to heal? Do you believe I'm able to move? Do you believe I'm able to send revival? Do you believe I'm able to work in your situation? Do you believe I'm able to turn your situation around? Come on. Yes, Lord, they said. You believe I'm able to do this? Yes, Lord, I believe it. Hallelujah. Thank God, I believe if we could just say, yes, Lord. The Bible said He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. He said, according to your faith be it unto you. And immediately they was healed. Woo! I want you to know, anybody that's got the yes, Lord, has got enough faith to receive from God. The devil says, you ain't got enough faith. You don't have enough faith to get that miracle. You don't have enough faith to get that anointing from God. You don't have enough faith. You got too much weakness. I want y'all to listen to me tonight. This is the point of my message. I'm preaching on yes, Lord. I want you to know I felt like the Lord dealt with me. If you got enough faith to say yes, Lord, you got enough faith to receive healing. Hallelujah. He's the one that does it. Faith is imparted. Glory to God. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. There's no telling what God will do in your life. There's no telling what God will do in your home, in your marriage, in your children, in your family, in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Is anybody in here, amen, ever seen God answer prayer? said, has anybody in here ever seen God answer prayer? Is anybody, can I get a witness tonight? Has anybody here at Old Paths ever seen God answer prayer? Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Do you believe I'm able? Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord tonight, church. Amen. God wants to do it for you in 2016. Amen. He's the God of all gods. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Holy Ghost, have your way. The Lord's encouraging you right now. I said the Lord's encouraging your faith right now. The Lord's encouraging you right now. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. With men it's impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. I believe it's time that we, as the church of God, start believing God for the impossible. I said it's time that we start believing Him for the impossible. That He's going to do it. I believe tonight God wants somebody to rise up and in faith declare that God's going to do it for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. For surely I will hear from heaven. For surely I will forgive sin. For surely I will heal your land. For surely I will heal your family. For surely I will heal your situation. For surely, saith the Lord, if my people, if you as an individual, if you as a wife, if you as a daughter, if you as a husband, or you as a son, or you as a person, would join with me, saith the Lord, in faith. And get connected to me, saith God, in prayer. I will surely do it. Hallelujah. I will surely do it. Have not I spoken unto you promises, and you've seen those promises come to pass? Have not I given you promises, and you've seen them accomplished? Surely, saith the Lord, I will do the impossible if you will believe me. I will do the great things for you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Church, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. God's telling somebody, amen, God's telling somebody right here, I want you to look at what I've already done. I want you to look at what I've already done. The Lord's saying, I want you to look close. Amen, at what you thought was impossible, saith the Lord. I want you to look at what you thought would never happen. I want you to look at what I've done close to you, saith the Lord. And I did it, saith the Lord. Now believe me for the greater. Believe me for the higher, saith the Lord. For surely the Lord is speaking to someone tonight and saying, look at what you can see is miracles that has been taking place. And you never dreamed that they would happen. Hallelujah. But the Lord is saying, believe me for the greater. And I'm going to do it for you too, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I think it's time somebody have a Jericho march around this place. I think it's time somebody get refilled with the power of the Holy Ghost in this place. I think it's time somebody, amen, reach up closer to God, amen, and say, Lord, I believe. Lord, it's me. It's not my brother nor my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I believe you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Begin to cry it out. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Do you believe that I'm able? Yes, Lord. Do you believe I can fill you with the Holy Ghost? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I believe you, Lord. Yes, Lord. I believe you, Lord. Yes, Lord. God's going to do it. God's going to do it. God's going to do it. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Better lift my hands and praise the Lord. Ain't gonna let old Satan get me down. Oh, why should I sit here till I die? Heaven's awaiting just a little bit farther. Ain't gonna walk out of this valley with my Lord. Oh, I'm gonna walk right out of this valley. Lift my hands and praise the Lord. Ain't gonna let old Satan get me down. Why should I sit here till I die? Heaven's awaiting just a little bit further. And I'm gonna walk out of this valley.